transportation for Friday. We've got a little bit of a agenda change. House Bill 3663 will not hear today. And we'll wait till the speaker arrives to do the last two bills on the agenda. We're going to start with the Freight Advisory Committee bill. Before we get going, committee, I just want to take a second to let you know that we've got a new assistant working on our committee. Kevin Wells
is Madden.
Got experience working on the committee I sat on last session, the Rules Committee. It'll be a great addition to our committee.
Mr. Chair, I understand he plays basketball and is a low post player. That means he's down in the key trying to shoot over the top of all these big guys. That must be remarkable.
Must be absolutely representative. So with that, we will open a public hearing on House Bill 3364. And John, can you give us the highlights of the bill?
Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 3364 creates a Freight Advisory Committee, declares emergency effective on passage, and this is scheduled to sunset on December 31st, 2005. Regarding background, this Freight Advisory Committee was created as an ad hoc committee at the pleasure of former director of ODOT, Grace Clenican. There is no revenue impact on this bill, and you have just received, just as I have, the fiscal impact statement on this bill. Thank you, Chair Slaughter.
Thank you. Have Ken Armstrong and Keith Levitt come up, please.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Ken Armstrong. I'm here this morning representing the Oregon Ports Group, which, as you can see on the letterhead of the material I've handed out, includes nine of the ports here in Oregon with pretty equal distribution on the coast and on the Columbia River. The bill before you this morning, House Bill 3364, is in some ways a product of several years' worth of work. Back in the 1997 session, we had discussions with the then director of ODOT, Grace Clenican, about the lack of a very specific forum for discussing freight issues within the agency, and to take a look at things like the development of the statewide transportation improvement program, how freight projects are developed, and a place where all the stakeholders, both public and private, can come together and have discussions on freight mobility. That's why the ports suggested to Director Clenican, and she was very responsive to this, that we need to establish that sort of a mechanism. She developed an ad hoc committee, as Mr. Leon has described to you, that has been called the Freight Advisory Committee. The purpose of this bill is to codify in statute the Freight Advisory Committee. Our view is that it's critically important with a state like Oregon that depends so much on national and international freight movements that there is a specific mechanism, there's a specific forum within the agency to bring forward all of the multimodal freight interests and to have discussions. And it's worth pointing out, I think, as I mentioned here in the written testimony, that there is, in fact, a statutory advisory committee on bicycles, but there's nothing specific to freight. And we think it's high time that that happened. I want to be very clear that the department has worked extremely cooperatively with us on this effort. We've had a good working relationship with Director Clenican and now with Director Warner on these issues. We have developed this bill in consultation with them, and the Dash 1 amendments, which I don't think we yet have, but we should be receiving any second now, represent some changes that were suggested by the department that we think make some sense. They're relatively technical in nature, so we do support the Dash 1 amendments in concept, although we haven't looked at the actual language of those, and we would really encourage you to move this bill forward. We think it makes sense from transportation policy standpoint, and is good for the state of Oregon. With that, I'd like to turn to my colleague Keith Levitt from the Port of Portland to offer a couple of additional comments.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Keith Levitt with the Port of Portland, and I'll simply echo what Mr. Armstrong said and mention that we We look at freight transportation as an economic development issue. This is a state that does depend on trade and the movement of goods. Particularly rural areas need to be connected to the interstate freeways and various highways that link us up to, in our case, with the Port of Portland for shipment of products to the international marketplace. We have struggled in the past to get a coordinated voice for freight that includes the private sector, and this bill, while it may seem pretty simple and is a simple concept, it's important to, in a much more institutional way within the state, to bring the private sector interests that are the companies that ship products to the table in analyzing and proposing to the legislature, to the Transportation Committee, those that make the decisions on funding, propose to them projects and bring to light issues that impact freight and also our economy. And with that, I just urge you to pass this bill and the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you very much for your comments. Other questions? President Zahner?
Mr. Chair, you said there's a fiscal impact. I can't find it. Is there a figure? Say it's not economy, but I can't find it this morning.
It says the department will be able to absorb the cost with an existing resource.
Oh, okay. I was looking for it.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, what did it say? Is it this one?
Yeah, it's the next page. You should have a fiscal report. Maybe it's on the desk there.
Okay.
Any other questions of the two witnesses?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to take a chance while you were before us to ask a freight question. I read a very brief one-line comment in the paper the other day about Evergreen International, not the airline, but the freight shipping company, planning not to come up to Columbia starting this summer. And do you have any details on the source of that decision?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative Merkley. The Evergreen situation is frankly a big blow to Oregon and Oregon shippers and the Port of Portland. They were shipping some 20% of the containers that were flowing through Terminal 6 at the Port of Portland, and those containers were full of products from all over Oregon. Their decision not to come up the river and call at the Port of Portland anymore, which is the only container operation on the Columbia River, was based on the fact that they're deploying larger ships. They're going to move the smaller ships that frankly could make it up our 40-foot channel. They're going to put those in the European service, and for the Trans-Pacific service, which is the Asia and West Coast, and they're deploying their U-class vessels, which wrapped about 42 feet, and so that and the Asian economy, I think, drove their decision to decide that they can't make enough money to come to Portland and call here, so they're going to stay in Tacoma, and those products are going to have to go from Oregon points up into the Puget Sound in order to reach Evergreen.
Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Is it anticipated we'll actually be sending the containers up to Washington, or that some other shipping lines will step in that are operating smaller ships to serve the Port of Portland?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Merkley, I think the answer is going to be both. They did handle 20% of the volume. Not the whole 20% is going to end up having to be on trucks up to the Puget Sound. It's going to be somewhere in between 0 and 20. And clearly, if we do have other carriers calling Portland that serve Asia, and to the extent those companies can use those other carriers, that's what they're going to do, because the cost is much better out of Portland than it would be out of Puget Sound. But we are going to lose some shippers that need to use Evergreen and that can't get service from the other Asian carriers, and we have some anecdotal examples already of that.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much for your further questions. Representative Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. As you gentlemen know, this is very important to me, having worked with Chairman Chang at the Evergreen Shipping Lines of Taiwan and and of course combining that with work for Evergreen International Airlines. And isn't it true that, I mean, I know how important this committee is, so that's why I'm signed on to the bill, but don't we really need an intermodal system? I mean, to really meet the service requirements, I mean, we need to combine all of that, you know, the rail, the trucking, and mm-hmm. and have that system uniquely configured to really meet the needs of these shippers. Is that not true?
Mr. Chair, Representative Nelson, I think that it is. And I think the Department of Transportation has done an awfully good job over the last several years when we've been working most directly with them on this issue. Really spend time focusing on the multimodal nature of the transportation system here in Oregon. And that is, in fact, you've hit on the very reason, kind of the heart of this whole issue, Representative, which is why we wanted to bring this bill forward, because it's critically important that we have all of the modes talking to one another, that we have a good understanding of when developments occur with respect to one mode, what the impacts are going to be on another, how they can support one another. And it's been an extremely constructive dialogue over the last couple of years with the Freight Advisory Committee to have the rail people sitting at the table, the highway people, the ports, local government, private carriers and shippers and everyone. That's been extremely constructive, and we're seeing some good dialogue happening. So I think that's absolutely right. And, Mr. Chair, I would say I've taken a quick look at these Dash 1s, and they look like they accomplished the original intent of the requested amendment. So we would endorse the passage of the Dash 1, of the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you very much. Thank you both for your testimony.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Eric Cutter.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Everett Cutter, manager of the Oregon Railroad Association, and I just want to briefly put the railroads on record in support of this bill. As was pointed out, we have been meeting on a rather informal basis for two or three years now, regular but relatively informal, and the top leadership of the Department of Transportation has participated, but there's been increasing attention given to intermodal by the Department of Transportation, which used to be a highway department, of course, and the 1995 legislature transferred powers, duties, and functions of Oregon Public Utility Commission over to Department of Transportation regarding the trucking industry and the railroad industry. So we're all under one roof, and it makes good sense to have a coherent dialogue going all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Other questions, Mr. Cutter? Thank you very much for your testimony. Mr. Garrett?
Chairman Starr, members of the committee, I'm Matthew Garrett. I'm the assistant to the director of the Oregon Department of Transportation. I had the privilege to staff the Oregon Freight Advisory Committee since its inception in 1998. And I concur with everything Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Levitt said with regard to the committee and the tenor of the conversation. I would say, just to concur again with Mr. Armstrong, the issue of placing a freight committee in statute was broached to the Oregon Freight Advisory Committee. It was discussed. Language was crafted, and I think it yielded a language that everything there was a general support for. The task force, a smaller task force, was created, made up of the ODOT director, the immediate chairman of the committee, the incoming vice chair, and the current chair, which is Ken Armstrong, yielded the amended language we have before us now, and we're encouraged by that. So placing this committee in statute continues a very productive dialogue with regard to freight mobility, and as an agency, we look forward to continuing with the committee and their collective wisdom and meeting the challenges and needs of freight. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Other questions, Representative Zahner?
Mr. Chair, in number four of the bill, you dropped
You were saying that we shall provide one policy level full-time equivalent, and you dropped that. You just now said that you shall provide policy and support. Are we talking about the dollars difference, or what, why did you drop that?
Chairman Starr, Representative Zahner, I thought the first set of language was a little restrictive to the extent that the committee is staffed by myself. Then we have a policy level person coming from transportation development, freight policy, what I will term as expert, not only on the state level, but on the national level. A gentleman by the name of Steve Kale, who has just done yeoman's work for this committee. I thought we came to agreement that the initial language was a little bit limiting, and we opened it up. The agency will provide any and all support needed. Understanding there are some capacities issues with regard to numbers of people. We'll discuss that with the deputy director. But we are all behind. We want to make sure we have the appropriate support. And the change in the language just will allow us a little more flexibility and be a little more aggressive in staffing the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else in the audience? That's the bill. Close public hearing on House Bill 3364, open a work session, House Bill 3364.
Mr. Chair, Sam Merkley. I'd like to move the dash one amendment to House Bill 3364.
Representative Merkley moves the dash one amendment to House Bill 3364. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Merkley.
I'd like to move HB 3364 as amended with the dash one to forward the due pass recommendation.
Merkley has moved House Bill 3364 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? We have a roll call vote, please.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Devlin?
Excuse.
Representative Krupp?
Excuse.
Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Barger?
Excuse.
Representative
Zahner?
Aye.
Chair Starr?
Aye. The bill passes. Somebody want to carry it?
I'd be happy to carry it.
Representative Merkley will carry. Close work session on House Bill 3364. And the other bills on our agenda today will not be heard. So we are done with our agenda.
What?
That we are adjourned.
That was great.
Question for you about what